Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show that's all about getting your property questions answered. Today, we are not going to disappoint. We've got two fine questions and two, hopefully, fine answers coming up for you. But before we get into those, let's just have a quick recap of how you can send your own question in.
You can leave us a voicemail by calling 013 808 0035 or go to propertyhub.net/ask and leave us a message there. Whatever is easiest for you. That's the exact process that Jess has followed. So let's listen to her question.
Hey, Rob and Rob. I guess I was just after your take on a situation I'm in. I put an offer forward for a flat. The vendor got back to me and said he wanted a bit nearer the asking. I raised it another bit. So now it's a cash offer, $2,500 under the asking price. So it's a good offer. And still the vendor isn't getting back to me. He hasn't got back with a yes, a no, a can you raise it, can you prove your finances, anything. So now I'm wondering, do I A, move on, presuming he's just not a serious seller? Do I B, presume the agent perhaps hasn't put the offer forward and try and contact the vendor direct? I've never been in this position before. You normally make your offer and it's, you know, things proceed from there. So not sure whether to just move on. What would you do and what's your take on it? Thank you.
Hey Jess, thank you for your question. Frustrating, right? You know, you've done a lot of work, you've put an offer in, and nothing's happening. And the first piece of advice I'm going to give you is be careful of your frustration and your emotions now. Give them a little check. Is this a great deal? Should you still be pushing for this? Or should you be walking away at this point? So just check, have you not developed some deal bias? And deal bias is where you start to emotionally buy into a deal and start to ignore the basic principles of investing and putting offers in that aren't as good as they should be. If we put that to aside for a moment and assume that's not happening, let's address the matter in hand. And again, I'm going to take two approaches here. Let's assume that the agent is doing their job and they are putting offers forward to the vendor. Well, then my advice is to go back in and put a deadline on your offer. So to say, right, I've got this number. It's a cash offer. I am going to walk away from the deal in X amount of days' time, a closer play, and go for another opportunity. Now, whether that other opportunity exists or not at this point doesn't really matter, but what you're doing there is putting the time pressure for a decision to be made. And at least you will find out one way or another. It may not be the decision you want, but at least you'll have a decision made. And that time pressure, if the agent and the vendor treat it seriously, may be enough to actually get them start communicating with you. So that's one approach you can take. But if we now look at this another way, and you've mentioned that you're concerned the agent isn't putting the offers to the vendor, then you could go direct. That's not normal, and most people wouldn't do this. But if something in your gut is saying that the agent might not be acting in the best interests of the vendor and therefore all parties concerned, then at least you can find out for yourself by just politely and respectfully contacting a vendor and saying, hey, I've not heard back, which is absolutely fine if you're not interested, but could you let me know one way or another? I don't think too many people will be offended. The agent might be slightly put out, but at least you'll find out. I'm not saying this has happened here, but it has been known in very popular areas particularly popular with developers, that certain developers get to see properties first and are off the market before anyone else has seen them. I don't know how it happens and what incentives are given to make that happen, but it does happen. So if you're in a market that's particularly popular right now for refurbs and developments and buy-to-lets, then it's possible, I'm not saying likely, then it's possible there might be something to your gut instinct. So there are different approaches to take there, checking your emotions, acting in a normal situation, and acting in a situation that is not normal, but occasionally does happen. And you've got approaches now for every scenario.
A comprehensive answer there. Good luck to you with that one, Jess. Now let's hear what's on Neil's mind.
Hi, Rob and Rob. Neil from Birmingham, and thanks for sharing the content on a weekly basis, which is certainly helping with my property education. I have a one-bed buy-to-let apartment, one of five in the development, which until recently had been quite badly managed. We collectively took over the management responsibility via Right to Manage around 18 months ago. The freeholder has recently indicated they are willing to sell the freehold to the five apartments. All five are keen to proceed, but I was wondering if it is of real benefit. I've already extended our lease and have over 90 years left to run. They want around 8% of the current value to purchase the leases. What's the benefit of purchasing the lease? Will the value increase because it's now classed as a freehold? And is 8% of purchase price a reasonable amount? Be really useful to get your feedback on that. Thanks very much. Keep up the good work.
Neil, thank you for the question. And firstly, well done on getting the right to manage done and taking control of that block and sorting out what needed to be done. That's really good. Now, should you take it further and buy the freehold? That's always a difficult question because on the one hand, it might somewhat increase the value of your property or at least make it more appealing to buyers. So even if it doesn't give the market value an immediate bump, it's going to appeal to more people when you sell, therefore make it more likely that you get a bidding war going on. So there's a potential value uplift. But on the other, you get no immediate benefit because you've already got a lease which is plenty long enough and you've got control of the block. So under normal circumstances, it would be a bit of a toss-up. At the moment, though, I would say you might be best off waiting. And the reason for that is that the government has indicated that they're going to be bringing a bill forward that is going to change all the rules around leasehold. They're going to be making a whole package of changes, and they are going to broadly be to the advantage of leaseholders and the detriment of freeholders. Now, it is all high level at the moment, and we don't know quite what that bill is going to contain. It seems highly unlikely that it's going to make the situation any worse for you. And it might indeed make it better. It might make it better to the extent that you don't need to think about doing it at all, or that it ends up making it cheaper for you to buy the freehold. So given that that's supposedly going to come forward and be done within this parliament, so in the next 3-4 years, and your lease is plenty long enough, I'd say really there's no downside to just waiting and seeing what happens. You've said that the other owners are keen to proceed, and it's possible that they don't know that this development is in the pipeline, so it's worth letting them know. Maybe even share our January market update with them, which is when we talked about this issue. In general, I wouldn't be surprised if more leaseholders started hearing from freeholders making offers like this, because I imagine that there are some who are quite keen to try to extract as much value from their freehold portfolios as they can before these changes happen and probably reduce their worth. So Neil, there may be something I've missed, there may be other factors, and this is just a feeling and nothing else, but waiting and seeing what happens might not be a bad idea.
So best of luck to you, Jess and Neil, with your decisions. Hopefully our advice helps a little bit, and hopefully we can help you all a little bit more on Thursday when we'll be back with the Property Podcast, so make sure you join us then. So plenty to look forward to. We'll be back same time next week with another ask, so until then, take care everyone, have fun, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.